The European Union and the United States are moving from trade intentions to implementation. On Thursday, the two partners published a joint statement setting out new customs duties. The text provides for a maximum duty of 15% on a large proportion of EU exports to the US. Once again, the European Commission is defending this compromise, which has been the subject of much criticism.
Let me say this clearly. The alternative, a trade war with sky-high tariffs and political escalation, helps no one. It hurts jobs, it hurts growth, and it damages businesses across both the EU and the US. And this is not theoretical, as nearly 5 million European jobs, including many in SMEs, would be at risk. This deal avoids that path.
The 15% ceiling ultimately includes cars, pharmaceuticals, and semiconductors. But uncertainties remain for other goods. A joint statement remains vague on steel and aluminium, two products that are soaring transatlantic relations. As implementation kicks in, exemptions from the 15% cap are granted for aircraft and spare parts, generic medicines and chemical precursors.